Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
So now we're moving over into where economics and politics cross over, and no more great clinic can you find with where economics and politics come together than Russia, Bob. Tell us why that's important.
Well, Russia is not a very sophisticated economy, and it's not at all diversified, and it's depended primarily on its energy exports to generate their budget revenue. Mm-hmm. So they get I don't know if it's the majority, but a large percentage of their tax revenue from their oil sales. Now, here oil has gone down about 50%, and it's contributed to the Russian ruble going down about 50%, much of it yesterday when the Russian Central Bank raised their interest rate from 10-something to 17, and it didn't seem to do anything.
All right, here's an interesting historical connection. You were a part of the FOMC when Russia defaulted in the late 90s. So you have a perspective on what that did. You guys were pretty anxious and excited, I believe, if I remember correctly, because I was reporting on this in those days before I knew you. The Russia could wind up defaulting again because of this, couldn't they?
Well, they certainly could, and they would feel justified in doing it because of the sanctions.
Right.
So, you know, they feel put upon. They feel like all their problems is our fault. Now.
But Bob, Russia was part of the currency problems that the Fed had a big dramatic emergency back in the late 90s because of Thailand, because of Russia, etc. Is this going to be anything like that?
Well, it could possibly be. When I think of that era, I don't remember Russia so much as some of the others. I was in Tokyo and Seoul during the middle of this, and in Seoul you had school bus loads of troops around the corner from demonstrations against the IMF. They had an IMF menu, you know, an austerity menu in Seoul, and it started in Thailand, South Korea,
Russia came along,
I think, at the tail end of this and defaulted.
Right. But
Russia was still trying to transition to a market economy back then.
Right. But here's the question, Bob. Could we see another currency meltdown like we did then? And if we did, what could be the implications of that quickly?
Well, we've already got the meltdown in the ruble, and a lot of the other oil exporting countries could have a weakening currency.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that most of them, though, are floating now instead of fixed means that what will happen is currencies will just decline. There won't be.
So you think the currency volatility is not going to be as dangerous this time as last time?
It's really dangerous when they're trying to hold on to a fixed exchange rate, and suddenly they can't.
So that's good. I think that sounds like some good news we can take from what Bob
said. There's flexibility in the world economy now.
Yeah, that's better. So maybe we did learn something. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Bob McTeer and I will be right back. Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
The late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. So Bob McTeer will be on CNBC in about an hour and a half, 2 hours, in less than 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen. So check that out. Bob McTeer is our good friend, our guest this half hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.